Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Sunny Sumter, DC Jazz Festival.
Always great talking to you every year.
Always, Jason.
And this year, it returns to DC from June 7th through the 16th. And just like last year, I loved it, so we're asking you to do it again. We're going to have the top 10 reasons to attend the DC Jazz Festival.
Absolutely.
Before we dive into that, David Letterman style, remind us of the venues.
The venues are a DC Jazz Fest at the Wharf in Southwest. We've got Hamilton Live downtown, City Winery in Ivy City, the Kennedy Center. There are smaller venues like Twins Jazz, National Gallery of Art, and it goes on and on. Especially east of the river, we've got a great launch party happening.
Ooh, all right, which I assume we'll be getting into some of that in our top 10. All right,
That's right.
let's dive in then. All right, David Letterman style, top 10 reasons to attend the DC Jazz Fest this year. Number one reason.
The talent is stupendous. I'm talking Snarky Puppy, John Batiste and Stay Human, Jose James, Michael Franks Free at the Wharf, guys, Cecile McLaurin-Salvan at the Hamilton Live, Stefan Harris and Blackout, the Brassaholics, a big New Orleans throwdown at the Anthem.
I love it. Number two.
Number two is there's actually something for everybody. I'm talking all generations, anyone new to the music, our old jazz heads. There is really something for everyone. Check out the website, download your schedule, and just go to anything that appeals to you.
Reason number three.
You get a taste of NOLA in D.C. We are doing a New Orleans throwdown at the Anthem, people, on June 15th. John Batiste and Stay Human and the Brassaholics, and I'm talking beads and a second line.
Nice. Number four.
Is you can salute American icons in an iconic American venue, the Kennedy Center. Great Masters of Jazz is happening June 16th, honoring Quincy Jones, Nancy Wilson, Roy Hargrove, Shirley Horn, and Fred Foss. And I'm talking Patty Austin. It's going to be hosted by Nick Cannon from
Really?
America's Got Talent. Yes. And some of the finest jazz artists are coming to pay salute.
How'd you get Nick Cannon, just by the way? How do you reach out to him to come to this? That's a big get.
He goes to Howard University.
That does it.
Yes.
All right, where are we at? Number five.
The Wharf is waiting for you. Free outdoor stages with music, art, food, drink galore. Free, 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 free. Come on down June 14th, 15th, and 16th.
All right, what's number six?
Not all of your discoveries will be on stage, so we want you to check out D.C.'s coolest neighborhoods as part of Jazz in the Hoods presented by Events D.C. I did mention Anacostia with the big chair, but I'm also talking Hamilton Live, Ben's Next Door, Atlas Performing Arts, Ivy City Smokehouse, the Krieger Museum, Anacostia Art Center, City Winery, Jazz in the Hoods, citywide, 25 neighborhoods.
Love it. Number seven.
Families can do a prelude to us at Jazz and Families Fun Days at the Phillips Collection, June 1st and 2nd. That's actually coming up this weekend, and it's free.
Perfect. Reason number eight.
Capital Sounds, Global Reach. We are doing an international stage where we're bringing people from Denmark, Australia, Finland, South Africa, Russia, Italy. They're coming, and they're celebrating this great jazz music right at the Wharf.
And number nine?
Number nine is you can meet the artists up close and personal. You can get them to sign your CDs, sign your shirt, sign your hand.
I love it. And number 10.
Jazz is our treasure. It is America's national treasure. So whether you dig it once a year, twice a year, every week, come and appreciate jazz as America's national treasure and celebrate this great music with us.
See, I love doing that top 10. It's just a rapid fire, but it gives me so much good material because you just put it so perfectly and plainly. I love it.
Yes.
Before we go, remind us, how long has the DC Jazz Fest been going on now?
Well, we're celebrating 15 years. It's our 15-year anniversary. We started in 2004 with Charlie Fishman, who used to manage Dizzy Gillespie, and he started it on a paper napkin at Cashin's and Adams Morgan.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, on a paper napkin.
On a paper napkin.
And now to see how... Do you have any idea? I don't know if you have stats off the top of your head, but do you have a sense ballpark of how much it's grown in terms of how many attendees came last year versus the first year?
So the first year we had 12 concerts. Now we have 160 concerts. Wow. That's to give you a flavor. We're in 25 neighborhoods and 40 venues. We're expecting over 120,000 people this year. Wow. The first year we had a couple thousand.
Wow, that's a lot. Well, hopefully it just keeps continuing to grow. And the venues you listed again, everybody, Hamilton Live, Kennedy Center, The Wharf, Where else did you say?
Twins Jazz, our small clubs. We want to make sure. Go to Anacostia in Ward 7 and 8 and check out the great music. Bus Boys and Poets just opened up over there.
Awesome. And what sort of, just in closing, what sort of feedback have you? Has anyone come up after a show and came to you and said, wow, I really, really appreciate you doing this?
We get so much feedback because so many people say, I don't listen to jazz throughout the year. Or people say, I'm a jazz aficionado.
Yeah.
And to be able to see so much great talent in over a span of 10 days is absolutely glorious. For the newcomers, they say, oh, I didn't know that was jazz. Oh, I didn't know that that artist was a part of the jazz umbrella. I said, oh, yeah. So we get all folks from all walks of life that come and hang out with us.
I love it. Again, everybody, remind us the dates.
June 7th through the 16th, all things jazz. Go to dcjazzfest.org, and you can plan your menu of offerings right there.
Love it. Sandy Sumter, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason.